views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you. Inside the power of love is the possibility of healing wounds and transforming your stories. Can you feel the call of your spirit? What would igniting your whole being look like? Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Love Living Radio with Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so excited to talk to you guys today, but I have to kind of confess a little bit. There was a bit of a communication breakdown, mostly on my end, and unfortunately, Natalie will not be able to join us today, but she absolutely will be joining us another time because her magic and the gifts of what she has to share are just too undeniable, and I would hate to deny you guys of her. So you'll definitely be hearing from her again, just not today, unfortunately. But we absolutely are still going to dive into the idea of sexploration, and what that means and all the juicy stuff around it. So one, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us or for joining me. And I really want to get curious about this with you guys. Like, I want to jump into this topic that we kind of have so much stuff around. It's kind of considered taboo. It's hidden kind of in the back, you know, in the back corners, in the closet, so to speak. And both myself and I know that Natalie agrees on this. And she's actually been such a huge, crucial part in me getting to the point where I can talk about this so freely and so openly and with so much awareness around it, because she was my coach for the past 2 years around all of this, around sex, around my relationship with my body, around my own sexuality and what that looks like and stepping into it fully. So that's kind of a little bit about what we'll talk about today. My own sexploration and how my journey might be able to maybe illuminate some things for you all or just get you curious, honestly, like just open up some possibilities of like, oh, I never really thought about that. Or what do I really want in bed? Like, what actually turns me on? Or what makes me feel super sexy? I think sometimes we don't actually know or ask those questions of ourselves. So we don't often know the answers. Like, what really makes you feel sexy? For me personally, you know, working out. I know it sounds weird, but like when I am in tight little workout clothes and sweating and like feeling strong, I think that's a big piece of it, is like feeling strong and embodied. Like, I am so in my body when I'm working out. I love working out with people, that energy and that, like, I'll just totally put myself on loudspeaker and admit this, that I actually like to be watched, which I noticed about myself in multiple aspects of my sexploration. There's just something really sexy about feeling someone's eyes on me as I am in my body, as I am like loving my own sexuality and loving my own power. Because I think a lot of the time those two things are really intertwined. You know, our connection to our sensuality and our sex and our power. At least that's how it showed up for me a lot, especially as I started really diving into it, diving into what my power looks like and what my sexuality looks like. And I said a little bit on the last one too, that like my connection with my sexuality and my body really started to kind of parallel each other and kind of illuminate and support each other, you know? So like the more comfortable I got with my body, the more I learned to love it and be in it and experience it, the more I blossomed into my own sexuality, into my own desire. And there's a really powerful current, you know, an energy that happens when you're in that space. And I know that you guys know what I'm talking about, you know, like that fiery, grounded, energetic, like tingly feeling when you're connected into your body, into your sensuality, into that just raw, so human and beautiful part of who we are. So, what makes you feel sexy? What makes you feel sexy? For me, it's working out. I also like, I love music. Music is a huge source for me, a huge turn on. Especially certain kinds of music. Like if you're looking for suggestions, Alina Baraz, amazing. Also Maggie Rogers, amazing. Some people it's like Sade or jazz or or like hip hop, like get down, like booty popping music. And some of that is part of this exploration, right? Like figuring out what kind of music turns you on, what kind of music gets you feeling like you're in your body and you're ready to go and you're feeling powerful and sexy as heck. Like what kind of music is the thing that really gets you going? And even just knowing that is such a tool. You know, it's such a resource for you, because so much about sex and sex exploration and connecting with our partners is about where we're coming from within us. You know, like how do we feel about ourselves? How do we feel in that moment? Are you connected into your body? And having these little things that we know turn us on kind of help us to get into that space, into that powerful energy, that like fiery goddessy, like here I am, this is my body, I want you state. And getting to know that about yourself, which is part of this exploration, which is really an exploration around sex, right? So that's kind of like what we're talking about here. We're talking about exploring what sex means for you and how you relate to it. And getting to know that for yourself is just another powerful tool. It's another powerful tool in getting to know you and getting to know what lights you up, what ignites your being. Because hell, sex ignites your being. Come on. It so totally ignites your being. And if it's not, then maybe that's a place to look at. Maybe that's a place to get curious. You know, if it's not igniting you, if it's not lighting you up, what do you need to do to get there? Maybe start getting a little curious. Maybe start doing some treasure hunting and some digging. And maybe you just need to start asking the questions, or you need someone else to ask the questions for you, you know? And that's kind of why we're here. That's why we're in this space right now, is to ask the questions, to get curious, to bring this taboo in the closet kind of topic out to the forefront, because it is so human. You know, like we're so lucky that we get to experience sex the way that we do, to actually enjoy it as pleasure and connection and intimacy. And that's a beautiful part about being alive. And it just totally gets me going. It gets me so jazzed. And I want to know, like, I want to know how you guys feel about sex. Is it something that you feel like is very private? Is it something that you feel like is something that you want to start exploring more and start getting a little bit like, what would a threesome be like? Is that something that I'm open to? What do I really want in bed? What am I not saying? What am I actually not asking for? You know, like, you actually have to know what you want in order to be able to ask for it, in order to lean into it. And that's so much about what that sexploration is, like getting to know what you want, where your blocks are, how you relate to sex. And that's, you know, some of the stuff that we're going to dive into today too. Like, how do you relate to it? Is it something that you have shame around? Is it something that you use as a tool to get close to people or to escape from something? Is it a way that you like to feel loved? Or maybe it's this beautiful, sacred way of creating intimacy with a partner, or maybe not a partner. You know, maybe it's multiple partners. And what if that's okay? Like, what if we take off all of the stuff that's around sex that we make it mean and just allow ourselves to be with the desire? Allow ourselves to be with what we really, really want. And I'll tell you that one of the things that was, I think, the most surprising for me when going into this realm and like really consciously choosing to dive into this exploration was all of the stuff that I had around sex, like getting super, super clear on how I used it and how it made me feel and when it was disempowering and when it was empowering in my life, and also clearing out some of the old wounds, which, you know, honestly, most of us have around sex because it is this beautiful, intimate thing. So the sexploration is about all of it. It's about knowing what you want, what gets you in your body and makes you feel sexy. What are the things getting in the way? Like, what are the shoulds and the social norms and the shame and the whatever, all the stuff that we create around sex? What does that look like for you? And it's also about, if we took all that off, then what? Then where are you? What do you actually really want? It's so exciting. It's so exciting and so juicy. And we're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, we're going to dive into a little bit more of that. And I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about me and my own sexploration and start jumping into how we relate to sex. So stay tuned. I can't wait. There's a lot more juiciness to come. I'll talk to you soon.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are talking about sexploration, and I am Emily Perkins, and you're listening to Love Living Radio. Before the break, we were kind of talking about what sexploration is and what it means as a way of exploring your sexuality, exploring what sex means for you. And that's kind of what we're going to dive into now. How do we relate to sex? How do we embody it? How do we also use it? I know for myself, you know, going through this year of sexploration and intentionally getting really clear on my stuff around sex was really illuminating. You know, I kind of realized that when I'm in like a really self-conscious place or an insecure place, I can sometimes use sex as a way of feeding this wounded part of me that just so badly wants to be loved and seen. You know, it's really the part of me that says that I'm not already loved and seen. And when I'm coming from that place, that kind of insecure or fear-based place, I use sex as a way of healing that, of like, it's like a balm sometimes. And it's getting really conscious of the fact that I use that as a balm has actually allowed me to be like, okay, so you're feeling a little insecure. You're feeling a little self-conscious. What do you really need? Because sex may, and sometimes it is sex. Like sometimes I actually just need physical human connection and to feel sexy and in my body. But sometimes it's something else. Maybe it's getting acknowledged by a friend or a loved one, or just sitting with myself and really looking at like, what is it that has me not feel loved and seen right now? What part of me is trying to get my attention? Usually for me, it's that teenage part of myself that's like just got so much scarring and wounding around sex and sexuality and just really just wants to be loved and seen. And knowing that is power. It is a way for me to actually give myself what I need in that moment from a powerful place, instead of kind of trying to fill the void with someone else or someone else's penis. You know, like, just to be totally blunt, like, that is, you know, that's basically kind of like what's happening. And I actually did notice this a little bit over the past weekend, you know, that this place that I was coming from, like, just needing sex and wanting sex all the time, was this kind of part of me that was feeling a little insecure, and a little bit scared. You know, like, I really like this guy and I want him in my life. And, you know, part of the ways that I, like I said, from sometimes a not so powerful place, from that insecure place, try to create that connection or just want to be like, hey, see me, love me, love me. Believe me, it's not fun for me to admit this all the time, but it's true. It's real. It's human, you know, and it's also something that I think a lot of us, most of us, struggle with sometimes around intimacy and love. So for me, just highlighting and knowing that story, I was able to kind of see it. To be totally honest, I saw it after the fact last weekend, but I then tried to communicate that. It was a little bit vulnerable and a little bit weird, but I was like, hey, so I noticed this part of me coming up. I'm sorry if it created any disconnect for us. So, and then that in turn creates intimacy. I also know that sometimes, you know, I crave sex as a way of like filling something. It's filling a need, whether it's being loved or being seen, or it's like trying to not think about something, like trying to avoid something. Usually something that my soul or my inner self or my teenager or little child is trying to tell me. Something that it really needs, which a lot of the time comes back to intimacy. But intimacy can look a lot of different ways, right? So part of this exploration is knowing our stories. It's knowing our stuff around sex. Are we using it to feel loved? Are we using it to avoid something? Are we using it to fill a void? And then can we own it? You know, like, that's kind of a hard part too. You know, like, can you own the fact that that's yours? Maybe not necessarily in the moment, but afterwards, maybe you can create a conversation and be like, hey, so I noticed that this thing I do kind of came up where I was feeling insecure and just wanting sex from you all the time as a way of trying to feel loved. And then what does that create? You know, what connection and vulnerability and intimacy can that then create in your relationship? So what can sex exploration look like? You know, like, we can get really curious about the stories that we have around it, around our own stuff around it. And then we can also get really curious around, like, what it actually means to go exploring into your sexuality. Knowing those stories is part of it. Knowing your body is part of it. You know, like, if you're the kind of girl, which I was for a very long time, like, oof, man, I don't know, probably like 14 years, I was a straight vibrator girl. You know, like, that was the only way that I could get myself to climax. And it was actually made it really hard for me to climax with a partner. And I still have challenges with that. And I'm consciously working on it all the time as part of that exploration. And a big step for me was getting rid of the vibrator and getting to know my body. Getting to know, you know, like, how my brain got in the way, which was a big part of it, and getting to know what felt good, what didn't feel good, and then in turn knowing that, kind of baby steps, being able to start communicating that with my partners, and from a place of like, hey, you know, from a place of playfulness and intimacy, because most of our partners really want to be able to please us and to get us there. You know, like I know for myself, oh my God, that's such a huge turn on to know that like I am making a man feel good and sexy, and to get him to a place of pure ecstasy is just, oh man, it's just the best. It's the best. And I know that my partners want the same. So knowing my body helps me to help them. And it's very much an evolution and very much something that I'm still in and working on all the time and is part of that constant exploration. And another way that sexploration can kind of come up is really, really getting curious about the stories that society tells us, like the shoulds, the way that sex is supposed to look. You know, like heteronormative or, you know, monogamy or all of the stories that usually, you know, they're societal. They're also the way that we grew up, you know, whatever messaging we got from family or friends or, you know, the all of the people around us, but also hugely the media. But like getting really like a detective, honestly, like a treasure hunter, to be like, hey, what are these stories? And am I in alignment with them? Or am I just following them? Like, are they just the norm for me because that's what I think it should look like? Or is it something that I actually really am wholeheartedly in alignment with myself and my sex? Like, does that really work for me? It's interesting when you actually start to ask yourself those questions, what the answers are. Like really take off the shoulds, like take off the layers, take off what society tells you sex is supposed to look like, your desires are supposed to look like, who you're supposed to be attracted to, like rough sex, heterosex, like having sex with whoever and whatever. What is it that you actually really want? And the thing that you actually wanted wasn't bad or wasn't taboo or there didn't need to be shame around it? What would that look like for you to have that kind of freedom? First, you have to know what it is you actually want underneath all the shoulds, underneath what society tells you is normal. So, are you intrigued? I think this is, are you getting excited? Because I'm excited. I can't wait to start talking more about this. Right now, we have to take a quick break, but stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what is it that you really want? What does it look like underneath all the shoulds? And maybe a little bit about like what was the most shocking for me around my own sexploration and once I took all the shoulds off. So stay with us. There's a lot more to come, I promise. Thanks, guys.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi guys, welcome back. So before the break, we were talking a little bit about how we relate to sex, what sex exploration can look like, all about our, you know, sex exploration through our bodies, sex exploration through looking at the shoulds, sex exploration through maybe getting rid of your vibrator. And I think, you know, diving into that just a little bit more, what does exploration look like if there are no boundaries, no societal stuff that tells you that this is what it's supposed to look like? So for me, I think the most surprising thing that came up when I actually took off the, you know, I'm supposed to be with one person, I'm supposed to be with a man, I am supposed to, all the supposed to's, all the shoulds, you know, like I'm supposed to make a lot of noise, or I'm supposed to not make a lot of noise, or I'm supposed to, you know, perform and make sure that my partner is constantly engaged and thinking, you know, and loving it all the time, which, to be honest, when I do get in that space of thinking like, oh man, you know, is he enjoying this? Is he satisfied? Is he loving this? Like, do I look good from this angle? Like, do I smell good? All the stuff that goes through our head that we just don't really want to look at sometimes. Like, if I actually look at all of that and hear the voices, it takes me out of my body and my experience. So what if I take off even those messaging, even that messaging, the messaging that happens automatically, about how I think I should look, how I think I should be reacting, how I think I should be engaging in sex, you know, like, what if we just took it and put it aside? What then? What's left? Well, it might be the stuff that you actually really want. Like, maybe you want to ask your partner if you can incorporate toys. Maybe you want to ask your partner about incorporating another person. Or maybe sometimes an even more challenging conversation, what would it look like to have an open relationship, to have a ton of communication and communicating, hey, what would it look like if we maybe created some space in our relationship to have intimate connections with other people? Is that something you're open to? There's just this, there's like a whole nother world of experience, of possibility. And some of it you may be into and some of it you may not. And there is literally no right or wrong. There's no should of what it's supposed to look like. As long as you're not hurting somebody else, then what does your ideal, passionate, ignited, embodied sex life look like? And what's getting in the way of that? Is it maybe some of the stories that we were talking about? You know, like, is it maybe a little bit of fear about what your partner might think of you or other people if you're not in a relationship? Is it the societal stuff? Is it what, you know, you have in your head as normal, and this part of you, this desire, feels shameful? You know, I think that is the most powerful part about sexploration, is knowing how we relate to sex and what it is that keeps us from just embracing our desires. And if you look at it, it's not just about sex, right? Like, it's actually a way of getting to know some of the ways in which we create these blocks to what we want in general. You know, like, asking for what you need, knowing what you need, it isn't just about sex. It's about life. And sex is such a powerful place, an intimate, powerful place to practice that, to practice asking for what you need, to practice knowing what you need and what you like, without all of the stuff that tells you how it's supposed to look. So when I took off all the supposed to's and all of the shoulds, the thing that I was kind of the most surprised about was that I was open to the concept of being with a woman. I didn't know if it's what I really wanted. And I still, to be honest, I still don't know if that's something that I'm really desiring, because I love men. And I'm very physically and emotionally and energetically attracted to men. But if I take off all the shoulds, there's this part of me that's curious. And that's just it. It's just curious what it would be like to be with a woman, and or what it would be like to maybe be in a throuple or a couple with a woman and a man. And that kind of surprised me, you know, because I had always thought that, like, it's hard enough being in a relationship with one person, not to mention two people. But it intrigued me. The concept of it intrigued me. Like, what would it be like? How would we have to communicate in order to create that in a really healthy way? And what might it open and expand for me? You know, like, I had, inside of this amazing year of sexploration, I was just like, I just want to be able to say at the end of the day, I tried it and I explored it. And sometimes you don't know whether or not you like it until you try it. And so I think that's a big part of creating the space for this exploration, is getting curious and allowing yourself to just maybe create the experience for yourself so that you know whether or not you like it or not. So I think another thing that was really surprising for me around my sexploration was how my body actually tells me when I'm ready. Like part of my sex exploration was getting really, really conscious of my body and getting to know it really well and loving it and embodying it. And in that process, I actually kind of like found my patterns, you know, like within a week, my body is usually like, okay, I'm ready. And I can feel it. Like I'm conscious of it. And that's, you know, that's the big piece, is actually being conscious of your body, conscious of what it needs. And then maybe taking off all the stuff in order to see whether or not you actually are in a space where you'd like to give it what it needs. And how can you give it what it needs from a healthy place? You know, because I don't want to sleep with a new person every week. That's not where I'm at. That's not in alignment with my soul or my being. So how do I then satisfy that natural human sexual part of myself that comes rearing up every week? And that's just my cycle. That's not necessarily, there is no normal. There is no normal around sex, which is beautiful. So what does that look like for you? What does your natural sex drive look like for you? What is the thing that you want? Do you know your body well enough at that point to be able to like actually feel it, feel when it's like, I need this, I'm ready, and then figure out a healthy way to give it what it needs? For me, it was incredibly empowering. It was incredibly empowering to be that connected to my own sex and my own body. And I'm, by any means, I do not always get it right, but I have gotten to a point where I've created a relationship with it. And the relationship ebbs and flows just like any other relationship. And I actually had this really, really powerful moment over my trip that I talked about a little bit in the last episode, where I traveled across the country and spent 2 months traveling and in California and just exploring by myself solo, just epic, amazing trip. And I had a really intimate, beautiful moment on that trip where something shifted. And it was a very intimate, slow, passionate moment. And in my brain, I thought, wow, this person is actually inside me. Like they're in my body. And what a beautiful honor that is for them to be actually, for me to take them into my body. And also for me to be entwined with them and in their energy. And it's something that my mom had always talked about when I was young, how sex is an honor and it's a sacred thing and your body is a temple. And I had known it, but I had not known, like I didn't know it. And this was that moment where I was like, wow, okay, my body is sacred. And this intimate connection is so sacred and beautiful. And since then, my whole paradigm around sex has shifted. And that's part of the exploration. You know, it's constantly ebbing and flowing with these new realizations and pieces that come up. And I, you know, now I'm in this space where I don't want to have sex just, you know, if my body's craving it with just anyone. I want it to be someone that I feel in alignment with. And I'm very lucky that there's, you know, that there is someone right now that just lights me up and is the best sex of my life. But, you know, it's an evolution, this exploration into this beautiful part of our humanity, our sex and our sexuality and our way that we communicate and connect intimately with another human being or other human beings. It doesn't have to be one. So when we come back after this short break, we're going to talk a little bit more about how this transformed my life, how sexploration and getting to know my body and my desires and my power transformed who I am and how I relate to myself and in turn to life. And maybe it'll shed a little bit of light on what that might look like for you too. So stay tuned. I can't wait to talk to you guys again. We'll be back in just a little bit.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Have you ever said to yourself, I need to let this go? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, however, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you. After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Emily Perkins, and you're listening to Love Living Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we're talking all about sexploration, one of my absolute favorite topics. And we've been diving into what it means, what it looks like, you know, maybe some of the most shocking stuff that's come about for me. And now we're going to kind of look into, like, how did it actually transform my life? Because it did in so many ways. You know, coming out of my divorce at the end of last year, I was really shut down. The part of me, that sexual being, was completely cut off and shut down. And I knew that I wanted to create space for that. I knew that I wanted to dive into it, which is why I hired Natalie. And I am so lucky and so grateful to her because she really did hold my hand and just walk through the tough stuff with me, you know, walk through what it is that I actually desired and wanted out of my sex life. And through that process of getting really curious and having her loving support around all of it, you know, around healing old wounds from sexual trauma, around taking off all the societal shoulds, around like just giving myself the space to get curious and to experience. Through all of that, it sunk me into myself. You know, it brought me back to my thriving, passionate, powerful, sexy self, because it is a huge part of who I am. A huge part of me that I had not tuned into and had shut down for years. And in stepping into that energy and stepping into that passionate, thriving, sexy self, I found me again, or at least that part of me. And it got me so deeply in touch with my body. It got me deeply in touch with just a very specific kind of energy, you know, that sacral energy, that fiery, intimate energy that, at least for me, makes me feel alive. It makes me feel connected to who I am. And I think that's a big piece of the transformation through this exploration for me, was healing old wounds, big time healing old wounds, which I'd been doing for years, and really owning what I wanted and what it looked like, or what it could look like, or what I wanted to experience. And in that, it freed me. It freed me to just be me, to just love and appreciate the sexual woman that I am, without shame, without regret, which, you know, is a constant process. But in choosing it and choosing to be with it and heal it and look at it, I created so much power, so much connection to myself and to what my desires are, outside of the trauma, outside of the stories that I'd created from the trauma. You know, sexual assault doesn't just affect your body or your mind or your soul. It affects all of it. It affects all three. And part of this exploration is looking at all of the ways in which that happens, all of the ways in which the trauma creates stories. You know, like, I'm not worthy if he doesn't want me sexually. I'm not enough. I must not be enough. I must not be sexy if he doesn't want me, if he doesn't want to fuck me all the time. You know, or like, I have to be in control in order to feel like I'm safe sometimes. A lot of that has gotten shed as I've gotten really aware of it. You know, can I feel really safe in sex and really powerful and really vulnerable? You know, and how do I create that with a partner or within myself? And all of that just builds on my own power. It builds on my own understanding of myself. That's the transformation. That's the awareness. So the awareness is the transformation. Like, all of the work that we do, you know, all of the work in general is around creating awareness so that we can feel like our most powerful selves, our most embodied selves, our most ignited selves, to love the life that we live. That's what we're here. That's what we're doing. And sex is just one avenue. It's one way of getting to know who you are And it's a really important conversation to have, to bring that beautiful part of ourselves, that beautiful part of our humanity out of the closet and into the light, to look at it, to embrace it. You know, like it's what allows us to feel fully embodied and to create this deep connection, not just with ourselves, but with the people that we have the pleasure and the honor of being intimate with. And, you know, it's an important conversation also for creating safety around that part of our life so that it doesn't feel dangerous or taboo, you know, so that we can heal the parts of us that are shut down or wounded around sex. And I guarantee you, if you look, they're there. And giving them a little bit of love, shining a little bit of light on them. Oh, God. You guys, it's just so powerful. It really is. We're so lucky to be able to be intimate in the ways that we are, to actually experience an orgasm and pleasure, because a lot of animals and other beings don't get that beautiful gift. And it's a beautiful way of being alive. It really is. And it doesn't have to look any one way. And if it does, recreate it. Recreate it by getting curious about what you want, about what you like, about what feels good for you, around maybe even creating some communication with your partner or partners, around what makes each other feel good, what turns each other on. You know, like, what do you want to experience in sex? What are you curious about and want to explore? And creating that space first and foremost for yourself. It's just this beautiful free space for you to get to enjoy pleasure, enjoy your desires, which then opens up space for you to maybe think about what you desire elsewhere in your life. Because it's not just about sex. Finding your voice, finding and bringing to light the things that you actually really desire, that's everywhere. And stepping into that, oh man, it's pure freedom. It's a process and it's not perfect, which I actually have to remind myself of all the time, but it's a gift. Our sexuality is a beautiful gift. And I have learned that so deeply over the past year. And I hope that this space has just offered you like a little bit of curiosity, a little bit of healing, and maybe a little bit of expansion into the realms of what passion and sex and intimacy can look like for you. And maybe some of the stories that are getting in the way of that are maybe disempowering the sex and the love and the intimacy that you really, really want. So I promise next time we will have the incredible Natalie Vartanian. Again, I apologize for the communication breakdown. She's such a magical human being, and you guys will not want to miss her beautiful, beautiful wisdom and fire and mysticism. She's a really special human and is coming out with an incredible new book, which I cannot wait to read, all about sexploration. So if you're interested, her website is thisturnedonlife.com. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can find me at lovelivingholistics.com. And I hope that you guys had a great time. I can't wait to share this space with you again. There's so much more to come. Thank you for tuning in. Truly, truly. I love you, and I wish you so much love in your life. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.